sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85 and got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go, and she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Yeah, man made a bar. And sometimes an angel falls too hard, loses more than just a piece of her heart. And she needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. Man made a ball.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 179 people were killed, 2 survived after a South Korean passenger jet crashed on landing. ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez has more.
The plane landing on its belly at a very high speed, then veering off the runway before slamming head-on into that concrete wall. The plane then bursting into flames, thick black smoke billowing into the air, debris scattered all over the ground. In the wreckage, only the plane's tail still recognizable.
The investigation's underway, namely into why the plane did not have its landing gear down. Azerbaijan's president says he can say with complete clarity the passenger plane crashed in Kazakhstan on Christmas was shot down by Russia. He acknowledged it was not intentional, but said Russia tried to hush up the issue. Severe weather in the south blamed for 2 deaths, one in Mississippi, the other south of Houston, Texas, as there were reported tornadoes across the region. This is ABC News. NBA star Luka Doncic, the latest pro athlete to be a victim of a home burglary. This happened Friday night. Nobody was home. He filed a police report claiming $30,000 worth of jewelry was stolen. ABC's Jacqueline Lee has more.
This latest break-in comes on the heels of other high-profile homes targeted. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce targeted after Monday night football kickoff. Thieves stealing more than $20,000 in cash. His teammate and quarterback Patrick Mahomes speaking out after an October break-in at his home.
It's frustrating. It's disappointing.
Earlier this month, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, the victim of a home invasion in Ohio while he was playing on the road.
A missing 14-year-old Tennessee girl has been found safe in the woods in Louisiana. Authorities say she was left there with a tent, food, and water by a man who picked her up from her home after they met online. That man is in custody facing numerous charges, including aggravated kidnapping of a child. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Luxe from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over. At Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Watch out for some areas of dense fog giving way to plenty of clouds across the area today. Our winds will remain light as highs top out in the upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Could be some patchy fog. Overnight, low temperatures dropping into the lower 30s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 30 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, he used to be mine, not so very long ago. I was crazy to ever let him get away. But girl, you should know better than to go bragging in my face. So forgive me for what I'm about to say. Big deal, so what? Who cares? We just got lucky, that's all. Just keep a rubbing it in. Big deal. So what? Who cares? You just got lucky, that's all. It was, I swear. If I hear another word about candlelight or long stem roses, I am falling head over heels in love. So what? Big deal.
It's Lee and Ron, good deal, and Jay here with you on your Sunday. Thanks for hanging out. This is David Lee Murphy.
She couldn't keep from crying when she told me goodbye. Well, I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, that she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming the back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. Like I just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there. I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight, and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
One thing I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of a midnight moon. What you did, but you done it good. You don't know how bad that I wish I could delete you from my phone, find a girl and take her home. But there's just one thing wrong. I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone.
boy, come dance with me. Stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of the midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me.
Messed up as me. It is Keith Urban on your radio. Welcome along. Hope you're having a great weekend. Our last one of 2024. Stand by for Sarah Evans right around the corner.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Oh!
there are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive. And if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of my never loving mind. I'm damn near down to my last doubt. I'm pretty good at breaking down a heart, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Welcome to those that are listening on WRDN as you join us for the teaching segment of our worship service here at First Baptist in Durand. So if you have a Bible, we'd like to invite you to open it up and follow along as we go through these verses. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 13, and I will begin reading. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Father, we were not there on that night in which your son was born, but through the excellent narrative of your servant Luke, we are eyewitnesses of what happened. And we praise you for sacrificing your son, for allowing him to come to earth, for giving him up for us, that we might know you and have an atonement for our sins. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, for those that are following with the outline, the title, obviously, of our sermon is A Heavenly Announcement. And God first entrusted this wonderful news, as we know, of the birth of his son to celestial beings close to him. And you know, that same message is entrusted to you and I. Because before this baby left planet Earth, Mark 16:15, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So, in our brief look at the word this morning, our study, we want to ask the question and answer it: how are we to make this exciting message known? And I think that the answer is going to give us some tips on how to be a better witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, first of all, as we follow the example of the angels here, we are to witness or to speak of him as ambassadors of God, as ambassadors of God. And so I'd like you to take your Bible and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm beginning reading in verse 17. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, to know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you, and Christ said, Be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." So these are ambassadors from heaven that visit the shepherds. And we are ambassadors now on earth going to others, telling them about our Savior. Something about an ambassador is he's a representative from a foreign country. An ambassador represents his king. And an ambassador bears news of goodwill, usually. And so the Bible says right here in verse 20 that you and I are ambassadors of the same king and of the same God that the angels represented on that first night in which Jesus was born. Now, underneath our Roman numeral number 1, it is our first assignment as a new creature in Christ. It is our first assignment as a new creature in Christ. Because we have verse 17 here, don't we not, in 2 Corinthians 5. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And then the very next thing, guess what? God is telling us he's given us a ministry. He was in the world reconciling the world unto himself. And he says, "Now I give you the ministry of reconciliation. Tell people how they can be reconciled to me." That's our first assignment. And then second of all, it is an honorable assignment. It is an honorable assignment. And the Bible tells us in chapter 1 here, going back to Luke chapter 2, it says, "And they were in the same country, abiding in the field, shepherds." And it says in verse 9 of Luke chapter 2, "The angel of the Lord came upon them." And what? "The glory of the Lord." The glory of the Lord shone round about them. Now, that word glory appears twice in our passage of Scripture. First of all, it appears as a noun in verse 9. And then in verse 14, it talks about the angels glorifying God. And that it's used as a verb there. And the first time this is the first time in centuries that the glory of God has returned to planet Earth. Do you remember what happened after Solomon passed, Rehoboam came to the throne, and then there was a string of kings that did not know God? And finally, as we get into the book of Ezekiel, we find that God decided to remove his glory, his brilliant presence, from the temple. And it departed slowly, indicating his reluctance to leave, but he did because of the blatant idolatry. And the people had turned their back on him. Now, after centuries, God's glory returns for the first time. And now we have the glory of the Lord shines round about these who are about to receive the message. You know, the Bible tells us we bear God's glory. James chapter 2, verse 1 talks about Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11 tells us we have a glorious gospel. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27 says we are part of his glorious church. And 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 23, we are called the messengers of the glorious Christ. And so we have here a very honorable assignment. And God has entrusted to you and he has entrusted to me the message of his Son, something that he entrusted the highest angels to announce to the shepherds on earth. Number two here in your outline, heavenly announcement, following the pattern of the angels on that first Christmas night. We are to be as ambassadors of God. Second of all, we are to do so to people who have been sidelined by the world. We are to do so to people who have been sidelined from the world. And number one here in your outline, such are the bottom of the social class, the social ladder here, shepherds. That's where they were at. They were primarily uneducated. They were primarily unskilled. And they were not religious. They had to be in their field so frequently, and the type of work they did meant that they couldn't comply with all the intricate religious obligations that the Sadducees and the Pharisees put on them. So as far as the religious elite were concerned, they continually violated God's law every single day. Now, isn't that interesting? One commentator said this, is that the announcement of Jesus' birth had been part, if the announcement of Jesus' birth had been part of a humanly planned public relations campaign, they would have bypassed these few shepherds that were out in a field in an obscure, distant little town. But you know what? God chose to reveal this stupendous announcement to these who are, if you would, the offscouring of the world. They are not thought highly of. Do you remember in Luke chapter 12, Jesus gave the parable of the man that had a great supper? And he invested a lot of money in preparing for this big, big feast. And then he sent his servants out and says, invite everybody to come. Well, not everybody. But he had a, you know, who's who list he wanted to come. And the servants came back and said, well, one man said he can't because he just got married. And another man said he can't because he just bought a yoke of oxen and he had to go out and try them. And another man went out, he had just bought a parcel of land and he had to go out and check it out. And that great noble was highly insulted, because these people spurned his gracious invitation. So he said to his servants, all right, go out into highways and byways and tell people and compel them to come in. The invitation is open to all. Open to those who are maimed, that is crippled. Oh, to those that are blind, those that cannot see. Those that are halt and those are who limp. And incidentally, if you followed the Torah, you know that there were some very strict restrictions as far as those that could participate wholly in Jewish worship. But those that are blind, those that are maimed, and those that are halt, speak of those who are spiritually crippled, those who are spiritually blind, and those that are spiritually poor. And God invites them to his table. And he uses the word compel them to come in. You know, sometimes down and outers are so reluctant to believe the gospel. How can that be for me because I've blown it so bad? because I've been so terrible. So they have to be persuaded, do they not? But it's for those that Jesus Christ came, and it's for those that Jesus Christ died. These people have been sidelined by the world, but the Bible tells us that God has chosen the weak things and the base things and the things that are not accounted as worthy in the eyes of the world to become recipients of salvation. Isn't that a stellar passage of Scripture from 1 Corinthians? It is a super, super good news. So such were at the bottom of the social ladder. Number two, under Roman number two, it says here, but such are at the top of God's priority list. Such are at the top of the woman at the well, Zacchaeus, the tax collector, the leper. Those are the ones who came. And do you remember how Jesus said that when he came, he says, and announcing the kingdom of heaven, that the violent take it by force. Do you remember that? He said that. He did. You know what he meant? He says that there are people who, for the first time, heard this news about forgiveness of sins, about life in Christ. They didn't care what the Sadducees said. They didn't care what the Pharisees said about Jesus. They weren't going to buy into this. Stay away from that rabbi from Nazareth. They heard his words, and his words were living water to them. And so they were going to violently, they were going to listen to Jesus, and they were going to seize upon the promises of Jesus, and they were going to take him at his word. Jesus came for those that are at the bottom of the social ladder. Two, but such are at the top, but such are at the top of God's priority list. All right, number three here. What else about following a witnessing pattern that were set for us by these angels on that first Christmas night? Verse 10 and 11, it says, And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, we are to do so with simplicity. Simplicity. Isn't it amazing? You know, Luke was an educated man. It wasn't that he didn't have a good vocabulary. He was one of the most learned men God used to pen Scripture. But it's hard to grasp the meaning of each one of these words. But they're simple words, are they not? I want you to take your Bible and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I get ahead of myself sometimes, and then I have to go back here. But 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and this is what Paul writes to a church that was, let me see here. Hold on here. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. The church at Corinth was plagued by false teachers that wanted to come and explain God, but yet introduced Judaism and all kinds of other works. And Paul says in verse 2 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, for I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, this is what Paul said, but I fear, lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, or his cleverness, or his craftiness, or his trickery, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Jesus Christ. You know what? God deliberately made the gospel simple. He deliberately reduced it to the basic essentials.
He wanted to make it intelligible to every human being, easy to understand, something very, very clear. And he said that the false teachers are coming in now and they're giving you, you know, a 10-point plan of salvation. They're making everything complicated. Hey, it's not complicated. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And my friend, that is how the angels announced the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn back, please, to Luke chapter 2 here. And it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A Savior. That is the heart of the gospel. That is the greatest need of every man, woman, and child on planet Earth right here. A Savior. So, number one here, as we give out the gospel, we want to do so with simplicity. And number one, could the angel have said much more to these shepherds? Imagine with me. Could he have said much more? He could have said, now let me tell you about God's power. I was there in the opening moments when God created heavens and earth and put the stars in the sky. And he could have gone on and on and on. Or he could have said this. He says, I was there on Mount Sinai when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Oh, you should have seen it. The fire, the smoke, the power, the splendor of God, and 2 million Israelites at the foot of Mount Sinai. He didn't, did he? And he also could have told the shepherds about Elisha and how the angels had surrounded the Syrian army. They were invisible to the Syrians. But when God opened the eyes of Elisha's servant, he was able to see the heavenly host all around him. He could have told us, but he didn't. And when we have an opportunity, an open door to give out the gospel, we want to be so simple. You have sinned. There's a penalty for sin. Christ died for you, and you must believe on him in order to have life. Keep it simple. Remember the K-I-S-S? Keep it simple, stupid. What a great maxim, huh? Hey, you want to know how to give the gospel out? Start doing children's work. Start working in VBS or having some kind of home Bible club for children. Man, it makes you get on your knees. And that's where you've got to reach them. Keep it simple. And so, could the angel have said much more? Yes. And then number two, could the angel have said less? And the answer would be no. You need a Savior, guys. And a Savior has been born. And he is right here at hand. So to do so with simplicity, how important it is. Number four here. How are we to be a witness? Be a witness like the angels that first night. And we are to do so with an invitation. We are to do so with an invitation. You see, it says in verse 12, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. There shall be a sign unto you. Swaddling clothes. Now, that was normal, to be quite honest with you. That's the way they just wrapped babies back in the day in which Jesus Christ was born. Strips of cloth. If the family was poor, I mean, they were just discarded cloths that had been washed. But if the child was born into a family of means, swaddling cloths meant perhaps silk or other fancy type of cloth. So, but swaddling clothes was really not a sign because, guys, we don't know about babies as the women do. But you know how you pick up a little baby? You have to pick them up and you have to be careful because of what happens. Their head's going to flop over. Or their head's going to flop backwards or something. You know, the whole body Wrap them in swaddling clothes, it helps to keep them where they ought to be. It helps also to keep them warm, does it not? And then something else I learned from my mother about babies was that babies have a tendency sometimes, if you don't watch their hands, they're going to run up and they're going to scratch their face or maybe scratch their eyes with their little fingernails. So there was a real purpose for the swaddling clothes, the wrapping them like that. And the mothers know that. So, but that was a normal sign. Swaddling clothes, that was normal. Now, lying in a manger, a feeding trough, that was abnormal. That was abnormal. What good Jewish mother? You know the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. You know the emphasis that is put on washings and cleansings, and it all reflected their relationship to God. But what good Jewish mother would lay her little baby in a dirty feeding trough? And I might add, a stinking feeding trough. That was unusual. But that's all that Mary had. That's all that Joseph had. Because they were in the throes of abject poverty, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, you're saying, what about this? Frankincense and gold and myrrh that the wise men delivered. Hey, that didn't come till later. Right now, here, they had just made a long trip from Nazareth, some 80, 85 miles away. They didn't have much money at all. So, an invitation was given. An invitation. The angel says, now listen, you come and see and find out what we're talking about here. And when we talk to people about the Lord, we want them to do the same thing. We can't do this for them. They have to come and see for themselves. Read it for yourself in the Bible. Start reading the Gospel of Mark. Start reading the Gospel of John. Find out for yourself who Jesus is. And compare and contrast what the Bible says about who Jesus is with what you've been told and what others think about Jesus Christ. We give an invitation as we give out this wonderful news about salvation. And then last of all here, we want to note, to be like these heavenly angels in the announcement of the birth of the Son of God, we want to do so with joy. Because it says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, and something very interesting here. It says, the Jewish scholar who was born again, Alfred Edersheid, said this. He likened the sudden appearance of the angels to the burst of praise that came forth from the silver trumpets held by the Levites when a sacrifice was put on the altar at the Day of Atonement. In music, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, a sacrifice for our sins, for the sins of the nation. And so he says here, it's like the angels held back until the very moment they were given the signal to praise God, and it says, whoa, everything let go. Now, Niagara Falls of praise. Suddenly, they couldn't be seen. God didn't want them to be seen until the right time, and the right time had struck, and suddenly, the Bible tells us, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Alfred Edersheim also said this, the scholar from 1880. He said, this is the only time that the praise of angels has fallen on human ears since back in Isaiah chapter 6, when the prophet Isaiah went into the temple. Do you remember when King Uzziah died? And it says he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And he saw the seraphim, angels. And they were praising God, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." A threefold holiness is praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Holy Spirit. Not since then had ever human ears heard angels sing, but these poor shepherds did. 400 years, 300 years later. So what they sang was a reflex of what they had just announced. And so the message that we announce produces joy in us whenever we have an opportunity to speak. Yeah, you know what it's like to have the opportunity to speak about the Lord. When you get a hearing, sometimes you have to shut that valve off because you will just go on and on and on and on. And you have to exercise some restraint, especially when you have someone who will give you an ear. Silver trumpets sounded on the Day of Atonement. Number two here, under Roman numeral number five, to do so with triumph. Now the word praise, originally, the word means story. That's what that word means. It means story. And so, you know, our hymn book is filled with stories of conversions. Our hymn book is filled with stories of people who had God help them and answer their prayers. And so here, the angels are praising God. And we're not told about what every stanza was in their praise, but it's a story about the Lord. And number three, though our rebellious world deserves wrath, God offers it peace and goodwill. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, if God had every right to break through the clouds and send fire and brimstone upon this earth because of man's rebellion. But here he sends his only beloved Son. And he offers peace. And he offers his goodwill. The words Pax Romana was a famous expression in the first century. It meant Roman peace. Because the Romans' huge army and her successive victories brought a Roman peace into the secular world from 27 BC. It's very interesting, though. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus said this, "While the emperor may give peace from war on land and sea, he's unable to give peace from passion, grief, and envy." The only one that could give that kind of peace is the heavenly emperor, and that is Jesus Christ. So, in conclusion, we can glean some valuable insights on witnessing by meditating on the angel's announcement of Christ's birth. And God Himself and all the angels of heaven are behind us as we announce to others how His birth has affected us and how His birth will affect them if they'll open the door of their life to Him. Father in heaven, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, Your gift to us. And we pray, Father, that if there's someone here listening, that they would turn to Christ and put their faith and hope in Him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching.